Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
NBA 2K22 released its player ratings, and just like with annual Madden video game ratings, some players are taking issue with the rankings. LeBron, KD, Giannis, and Steph were all tied as the highest rated player with an overall grade of 96, but Durant said he thinks he should be a 99, and even LeBron went on Twitter and said the Nets forward deserved to be a 99 overall as well. So Shannon, is LeBron admitting that KD is better than him?
No, just because you compliment a player doesn't mean that you think he's better than you. Okay. LeBron doesn't need to clap and pat himself on the back and say, I need to be a 99. Kevin Durant's right. I believe Kevin Durant should be a 99. Mm. But it seems to me, Skip, they've kind of tightened it down with the ratings because no one has been a 99, if I'm not mistaken, since 2014. They used to give out hundreds. Kevin Garnett got 100. Tim Duncan got 100. Shaq got 100. I think one year in 2009, LeBron got 100. They've been really, really stingy with the ratings. They're not as generous with the ratings like they are in football. We see a couple of guys. I think Aaron Rodgers was Pat Mahomes was 99, and Devontae was a 99, and D-Hop was a 99, B-Wags was a 99. But that's not how they do it in basketball. They've got, what, four guys at, what, a 96 grade? Steph, LeBron, KD, and Giannis. So for me, I do believe that KD should be a 99. Mm. I do believe that. But I don't believe because LeBron is complimenting him that he's like, okay, LeBron don't need a grading on. First of all, even in football, these guys get so carried away. Man, my speed should be this. Man, I ain't care nothing about that. Because whatever your rating is on that thing ain't got nothing to do with how well you are a player when I get your butt on that field. Mm. So whatever your defensive rating was or whatever, I ain't care nothing about that. I ain't care nothing about my rating.
Okay, so if KD should be a 99, says Shannon Sharp, what should your man LeBron be?
Yeah, but 99. And
both should be 99.
99. And Giannis should
Giannis
be a 99.
Should be a 99.
And Steph Curry, I'll put Steph at 98.
98,
yeah.
Says
give me 98.
Shannon on Steph. Okay.
Give him 98.
Okay. To me, when I first saw that LeBron had actually acknowledged that Kevin should be a 99, I was like, okay, finally, we're getting someplace. Then I saw that he also said that Steph should be a 99. Well, now you have disqualified that because now it's just false humility because you're basically saying just because they can both shoot that they're video game superstars.
Right.
So he's saying in the context of the video game, just because they can shoot the lights out, one unstoppably from mid-range,
right.
One basically
right.
unstoppably, except when he misses, from deep.
Right.
So he's saying they are video game superstars
right.
deserving of 99s, but he also is saying between the lines, I'm still the better basketball player. That's what I think
LeBron That ain't what he's saying.
Yep.
Stop trying to do. Skip, even look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady might have a higher rating than Lamar Jackson, but when they get on that game, they're playing with Lamar Jackson because he can do things on the game that Brady can't.
That's what I just said. Okay,
so,
I got it.
But that doesn't mean Lamar is a better player. Okay,
but LeBron is not a better player in his sport than Brady is in his sport. Because I'll take Brady any day or night over LeBron because Brady is clutch. Simple as that.
LeBron is clutch.
No, he's not clutch like Tom Brady when he's just winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
He's on clutch on one side. He impacts nothing on the defense.
No,
LeBron does both.
That's the format the game is.
Okay, then.
The rules. The
Give
game.
My guy the credit then.
Yeah. credit for what?
You know.
For being 4-6 GOAT, in the finals?
For being GOAT-ish.
I do think that deep down, LeBron does know that Kevin is just better than he is at this stage and this age. Kevin has risen and shown and taken over Olympics after Olympics.
Wow, the Olympics. So that's what we're determining now. You're using that now. But you didn't do that. Hold on, Skip. I'm trying to figure out why you didn't do that in 2012.
Because we were loaded. Said it was KD or bust.
Am
I right?
Skip, you do realize that everybody, with the exception of maybe two guys, have been an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
So we were still loaded. Mm. We were loaded.
And then why did you say after we lost those first two exhibition games to... Who was it?
Lost to Nigeria. Lost to Australia.
And you lost
the opening game to France. Okay?
Yeah. And what was Shannon Sharpe saying at that point? Oh, I think we're in some trouble.
We
did scale a 1 to 10 trouble after the first two losses. I believe you were at an 8.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And so I'm just trying to figure out.
The world has caught up to us. We're not big enough. We're not tall enough. We can't rebound. And we have a solo star.
You beat a team. You got 10 all-stars. Or however many it was on the team. You got 10 all-stars. And Frank, you beat France by 5 points with 3 all-stars.
Mm-hmm.
No, Evan Fournier has never been. Hold on, 1 all-star, Rudy Gobert,
mm-hmm.
and 3 NBA players.
Batum's pretty good.
He ain't no all-star. He's never had Will. He was so good. Let me tell you what. They say Giannis was watching Nick Batum, and his coach told him, say, son, if you keep working hard, you could be as good as Nicholas Batum. And Giannis turned to him and said, if I'm only as good as that, I'm going back to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Giannis thought of Nicholas Batum.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to try to hype it up because you want to play KD up. KD don't need you to play him up.
Mm-hmm.
KD is historically great.
Mm.
KD should have been a 99 in the game. But because LeBron says that, that does not mean LeBron is admitting KD is better. LeBron just doesn't need to say, I need to be a 99.
Mm.
Because that has no bearing on whether or not LeBron thinks of how he perceives himself.
Last two times I saw KD versus LeBron, actually in LeBron's house in game threes, KD just took it over because he's just better.
Skip, if you look at it, the game that you said it was better, LeBron, they hit in game 3, LeBron was 42-12-9.
Who hit the shot of shots?
So it's about one shot. So it's about one. So if that, under what you're saying,
who is the
Giannis.
MVP?
So in other words, for what you said, because Kevin Durant did what he did to LeBron in his house, Giannis is the best player. Because you saw what Giannis did to KD in his house.
Was Giannis playing against LeBron James?
Now you get disqualified unless you play against. So anybody that, this is what I'm starting to see about you. Anybody that does something great against LeBron, it elevates them above LeBron. Because we saw what Giannis did to KD in a game 7 in his building.
Who played better in that 7-game series, Kevin Durant or Giannis?
Who
played better?
So,
the MVP of that series was runaway Kevin Durant.
I tell you what. Go back and look at the 2017-2018 and look at the stats. LeBron averaged more points, more rebounds, more assists, had more steals, shot a high field goal percentage than Kevin Durant. So since we're going to do it like that, who played better? He averaged more points, more rebounds, more assists, more steals, shot a high field goal percentage.
Actually, Kevin Durant played better because he made all the shots that mattered the most because he's the most efficient scorer I have ever seen.
It's about
when you make that shot that's the shot.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Yes.
Is it about playing better or is it about winning?
Well, it's both. They go hand in hand, obviously.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm.
He won.
Mm. It's only because Kevin Durant's toe, his tiny
the
tip of his toe was on the 3-point line, or we'd be having a whole different conversation.
Why you
want to talk about a clutch shot?
My restaurant Shay Shay and turn it into a lounge?
Mm.
I got tired of serving the excuses.
Mm.
I ran out of excuses because people kept coming in and I was out of those excuses and I didn't have any. So I just turned it into a lounge.
Mm.
People can come, kick back, and have them a good old time. Don't get them excuses. I'm not going to let you make no excuses for Kevin Durant. Guess what? So did Kevin Durant feet grow in the game? Damn, I thought he wore 17 at the beginning of the game.
Mm.
And somehow he grew to a 19 during the game. I'm not going to let you do it, Skip Bayless.
Has spent the most time in your restaurant for losers is LeBron James because he's lost 6 finals. He's got his own table in the back. It's his memorial table, and you reserve it for him every night, and he spends a lot of time there.
Can I ask you a question? How many times have people put Kevin Durant into the GOAT conversation?
Never. Until just the other day. Who was it? Gilbert Arenas put him in there, right?
So what are we talking about?
Yep.
My guy about to have 10,000 rebounds and 10,000 assists this year. And when he's all said and done, he's going to be 40, 10, and 10. Mm-hmm. 40,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, 10,000 assists. And he's going to have another title with another Finals MVP.
Oh, is he really?
Not what he going to have.
Okay. Can we bet 10 cases
we
on that right now?
We already got that bet. I already told
we
you.
We don't have that bet.
You want that bet? You got it.
I want LeBron wins championship and Finals MVP this year for 10
cases. No, I didn't say this year. I say before he's all said and done. Before he's done. Well, before he's done.
Well, shouldn't it be this year?
No, before he's done.
Well, he's LeBron James.
No, he's not.
All the hype videos.
Did he look like he was gone? Huh? In year 19, he just averaged 25-7-7. Boy, I know a lot of people wish they were gone and averaging 25-7-7.
It looked like he was gone against Phoenix to me.
17 straight years of averaging 25-plus points. Who can say that? Mm. Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Did you say it looked like he was... Whoa, so he was hurt?
I don't know. I don't know what happened against Phoenix, but when they needed him to take it over...
Oh, you don't know.
He was not capable.
You don't know. So before Solomon Hill dove into his ankle, I didn't hear anybody say anything about LeBron James looked like he was done. As a matter of fact, he was one of the top three guys for the MVP.
Solomon Hill dove into his ankle and he kept playing? He went down and made a shot from the corner and then I watched him.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard tore his ACL and kept playing. So Kawhi Leonard wasn't hurt. Kawhi Leonard wasn't hurt. Because he said he kept playing. That's what you said. That's the argument you used for LeBron.
But you told me if Kawhi doesn't get hurt, the Clippers are going to the finals. Is that what you told me?
Hold on, Skip.
You said it on television.
No. That's a different argument.
Oh.
You said LeBron, because he stayed in the game, he wasn't hurt. I told you Kawhi partially tore his ACL and stayed in the game. So was he not hurt?
Well, he'd torn his ACL.
And he stayed in the game.
Briefly.
LeBron, hold on.
He went to the free throw line and missed.
And No. But after, he went back on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, Skip Bayless. We watched it. We can go get the tape. So LeBron James
He needed surgery. Did LeBron need surgery on his ankle? LeBron, I don't think
LeBron
so.
LeBron stayed in briefly.
Huh. Okay. All I know is that right here, right now, even LeBron knows in his heart of hearts, deep in his psyche,
how you tell that man
Kevin's
what he knows?
Just better than LeBron.
Skip.
Come on.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You saw what happened at the end of the gold medal game. Kevin just said, give me the ball. Dame goes down there. Dame time. Bricks two free throws.
Okay, Skip.
And Kevin says, just give me the ball and it'll be over. I'll run and get the ball in bounds and they'll foul me and I'll go down there and I'll swish both of them because I am clutch.
In all my years, I've never heard anybody use the Olympics as a measuring stick.
He was a solo star. We've never had... we're as depleted. Nobody went except Kevin, and Kevin had no business going. He didn't have to go.
Yeah.
Nobody would have blamed him if he didn't go.
So Dame is not an all-star.
No, he's not. He's not that guy. He's not a superstar.
Dame is a superstar.
Oh, stop it. You saw what happened. He took the Olympics over, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Not in Kevin Durant. And I've never even put Kevin Durant in the same sentence with Michael Jordan because he doesn't belong, and neither does that guy.
Skip. Just because somebody... So, in other words, because Magic Johnson and Larry Bird wasn't as great as Michael Jordan, they're not superstars.
No, they are superstars. Don't put Damian Lillard
in there. Skip, I'm not saying they're better, but... In this generation, he is a superstar. That's what he is.
According to you, in your view, not mine.
Everybody
I've never
said
that. Well, I don't. I'm not everybody. Well, I've said it from the start. And right on cue, he goes down there and missed both the deciding free throws.
So Michael Jordan has never missed a free throw.
Well, he didn't miss the ones that counted. You know that, and I know that. The big shots, he made all the big shots.
Okay. Go back and look at the game that he scored 63. Mm-hmm. People, I don't want to tell you what he did or didn't do, but go look at that game. No mercy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Saturday on FS1, it's a huge MLB doubleheader, starting with a pivotal game for the Yankees as Aaron Judge powers the pinstripes against my Twins. Coverage begins at noon Eastern, and you could win some big money that game because David Ortiz is putting his money on the line on the Fox Bet Super 6 app. It is free to play, so scan the QR code below, download the app, and answer 6 questions about Twins Yankees for your chance to win $1,000 of Big Poppy's money. Good luck. Well, also, before we watch that game, the Patriots play their second preseason game tonight, and we'll get another look at Mac Jones as he attempts to win the starting job from incumbent Cam Newton. The rookie from Bama impressed in his preseason debut last week, but not enough for Bill Belichick to tell anyone about any new plans for the season opener. So, Shannon, who will start week one for the Patriots?
I believe it's Cam Newton. I haven't seen anything. Now, obviously, Skip, that could change tonight if Cam stinks it up and Mac goes out there and plays well, because I believe everybody's going to script it. We're going to script plays to try to actually try to do something against their defense and vice versa. But if Cam goes out there and stinks it up and Mac Jones continues to play well, well, then we might have a different discussion. But I believe as we sit here and discuss this topic currently, Skip, I believe Cam Newton is going to start. I'm looking at their schedule. Open up. They got the Dolphins at home. They get the Jets at home. At the Jets, Saints. And then week 4, we know who comes to town. The most sought after ticket in regular season. This might be Super Bowl were the action, Skip. I can just imagine what's going to transpire. But I also believe Coach Belichick believes he has a team that can go compete for a championship and can at least make the playoffs. And I don't believe he's going to trust that to a rookie. I don't believe Cam Newton will get as long a leash as he had last year. Now, Skip, COVID, we've heard people say COVID does to different people, it does different things.
Yep.
Jason Tatum says he still didn't feel right after COVID. Cam said it did a number on him. Lamar Jackson had it, said it did a number on him.
Yep.
The first time. So for me, Skip, I believe it's going to be Cam Newton. I also believe that neither one of these guys have been told anything. We might not know until, Skip, opening day, whoever runs out there with the starting offense, that's going to be the starting quarterback.
I'll buy that.
For Coach Belichick to sit down, Coach Belichick ain't finna divulge that kind of information. And we won't know until whomever's under center, the first offensive snap, that's the starter. But I believe it's going to be Cam Newton.
I don't. I do think tonight is a huge night for both these quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. As it fell out this year with just the 3 preseason games, it's now clear to me that the second week, even
game
though
2.
The Cowboys and Pittsburgh played the extra one of the
right.
Hall of Fame.
But then it'll be game 3.
Yes. But most teams are targeting game 2 as the dress rehearsal.
Correct.
And I believe tonight will be the night. I can't wait. I'll be on the edge of my seat because this is a serious quarterback competition.
Yeah.
A 50-50 battle between these two.
I believe it's the most serious one of all the other quarterbacks.
I'll buy that. In the end, I believe that Bill Belichick will go with your guy, Mac Jones, because Cam has never quite been his flavor, however you want to say it. It's not his cup of Gatorade. It's Cam Newton, who Bill had to reach for in a little bit of desperation because he got caught. He didn't have an answer to Tom Brady the first year. And this time, obviously, in the draft, Mac fell in his lap. It wasn't at the top of the draft, but as he slowly fell down, 15, he was right there. And all of a sudden, he's got his, quote-unquote, Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a sixth-rounder, but it was a guy who was a little off the top of the draft radar. So he takes a shot there on a kid who clearly I've never had a problem. You love it. You think he's better than any of the young quarterbacks.
Well, I don't. I think he's the most ready to play of all the rookie quarterbacks.
I think the highest ceiling, as they say, is Trey Lance.
Okay.
And we'll see how that fares. And I think he's got a shot to be the day one, game one
starter.
No,
I don't think he's starting over Jimmy G.
We'll see what happens there. I think Kyle would like to make him the starter because I don't think they want to suffer through more Jimmy G garbage. You know how he is an accident waiting to
he
happen.
He is, Skip, but in that division, Skip, you got Kyler Murray, you got Matthew Stafford, okay. You got Russell Wilson.
Okay.
That's the toughest division, and I believe he believes Jimmy G gives him the best chance. But in this situation, Skip,
you're not acknowledging the size of the egos of Bill Belichick, and for that matter, the guy you know, Kyle, mm-hmm. because his father was Mike, obviously, you played for. But Kyle got to a Super Bowl, and he's been a coordinator in a Super Bowl. He thinks, I got my – what did they do? They traded all the way up to three.
They kept Jimmy G for a reason. Mm-hmm. I think ideally they would like for Jimmy G to start. I believe ideally for Coach Belichick, he would like for Cam Newton to start and hold on to this job.
Yep.
But unlike last year – Cam is going to have more games like Buffalo and Seattle, Skip, as opposed to some of those stinkers that you can't lose to the Broncos. Skip, you remember they lost to the Broncos? You can't lose to the Broncos. You can't lose to some
of the... Not at home.
Right. Yeah. Lose some of the games that they lost. He's not going to get that kind of treatment because he's looking like, only got Stids or I got Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how he's looking at it now. He's like, I got a kid that I drafted in the first round who... My former defensive coordinator, who when he vouches for somebody, I take that to the bank. Because Coach Saban gets a lot of Alabama Coach Belichick gets a lot of Alabama players.
He does.
I believe Cam starts week one.
So what have we seen so far from Mac Jones? It's what we saw from him at Alabama.
He's extremely accurate.
And he's a tough kid.
Yeah.
He is mentally and physically tough.
Because
he took a lot of punishment at Alabama and he just jumped right up and came right back at you. So I give you all the above. That will all play for Belichick. Mm-hmm. And what just happened with Cam, the day after the first game was a week ago, tomorrow, actually.
Right.
What did Cam post as Mac was getting all the rave reviews for his first shot when he got a standing ovation for his first performance? Cam posted, loyalty, I deserve it.
Yeah.
And
he was talking about something else.
I know. That's what he said. And I don't discount that. I do believe it was something else, but it was the wrong place and the wrong time, and I'm not sure his head coach will think it was about something else. And his head coach is fully aware of everything that goes on because he wants the Patriot way to be in the locker room. You keep it – everything's under wraps.
He ain't got it yet. Coach Belichick's still on MySpace.
You think so?
Yeah, he ain't got it yet.
I think somebody will bring this to his attention, and he will not love it, and he will say, that post is why – I'm not completely sold on Cam Newton because I'm not sure he's completely sold on the way we do business here. We don't bare our souls on social every other
day. Well, Skip, he's kind of let Cam, I mean, you see how Cam is. I mean, you never saw Brady doing some of the things that Cam do at practice and all the dancing and all the singing and having a good time. So he's kind of loosened the reins, so to speak, somewhat. Now, he's still Coach Belichick. You still check your ego, leave your ego at home, come in here, what's best for the team, not what's best for you, what's the best thing for the team, and basically what I say goes.
Mm.
And he hasn't deviated from that, but I just think the thing is that he believes right now, could be wrong, we'll see, I guess what, September the 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Because the first game is September 9th, September 12th.
Yep.
We'll see, but I believe Coach Cam gives them the best chance to win right now.
What would do the best, what would satisfy the ego of Bill Belichick the greatest? It would be to take Mac Jones and get him ready for the fourth game of the year and to beat Tom Brady with Mac Jones. You don't think that would do wonders for Belichick's battered ego?
Do you really want to put Mac Jones against that Tampa's defense?
Maybe. I could ask the same question about Cam Newton.
Yeah, but
from what we saw down the stretch last year.
I believe Cam is a year removed from that shoulder surgery. I believe Cam is extra year up in his belt of this offense. He has a better understanding of what is expected of him. Cam is finally healthy. I like Cam to start. I'm not saying Cam is going to finish the season. Mm. That's a whole different debate that I'm sure we're going to have at some point in time if and when Cam will be replaced.
You said the readiest of the rookies to start is Mac Jones.
Yes.
I think Bill Belichick would concur.
But The other guys, you look at the guy in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, you look at Zach Wilson and Jets, they don't even have any. So they're going to start.
Yep.
At least Jimmy G's going to a Super Bowl. Cam has gone to a Super Bowl and been an MVP. So it's not like they got, you know, guys that haven't won in this league in front of them. Now, the question is, how long will they start? I believe both guys start. I believe Jimmy G starts. I believe Cam starts. Another question, but I'm sure we're going to have at some point in time in this 18-week season, if when are they going to Trey Lance and Mac Jones?
Okay. I'm on record. Mac starts game one.
How much do we got?
You should love that.
Any do?
Huh?
Any do?
Put
any a,
do on
put a case on it.
No, I'm going to wait. I got to see what happens tonight.
Tonight?
Yep.
Okay. So tomorrow.
I'll go.
Possibly.
Okay. When we get there, I'll show you.
Tomorrow.
No mercy.
August 28th, college football is back on Fox. The Big Ten kicks off with its first matchup of the year as Nebraska and Adrian Martinez travel to Illinois. The action kicks off August 28th at 4 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. The countdown is on, guys. We are just a couple weeks, less than at this point, away from college football. Well, Zeke Elliott is entering his sixth year and coming off his worst season as a pro, but appears to be using that as motivation. Zeke has looked happier and slimmer in camp and told reporters, quote, "I think the hardest part about last year is you feel like you let your teammates down. That hurts. Just having the year I had last year, you don't need more motivation than that. I just know the type of player I am. I don't think I showed that last year. I've got a lot to prove." Now joined by two-time Super Bowl champ and six-time Pro Bowl running back Sean McCoy. Thank you so much for being with us. I got to start with you, Shady. Will we ever again see the Zeke who dominated the NFL in his first 3 years?
I think so. I truly do. A lot of different things have to work for Zeke, I think, going forward. He got a lot of blame for last year, you know, having a yards per carry at 4 yards, which is low, a career low for him. But to defend him, I mean, his defense was terrible. I felt like they couldn't stop anybody worse than the Mike Tyson fight, bloody nose type. He didn't have no type of help. Seriously. But then you think about having so many key injuries. I mean, look at his offensive line, rotating in and out. And then the top of it off, I think your best player on offense, either him or Zeke, Dak Prescott, he goes down with injury. So all them different things. And also the biggest thing I think about is not really getting the ball. I mean, it's hard to get the ball when your team is really down. You know, he had about 200-something touches last year, which he's used to getting 300-plus. And he's the type of guy, man, that he needs the ball to do more and do more and do more as the game goes on. I think the biggest thing is he's dropped some weight. It was definitely important for him. He looked heavy. We need the old Zeke, man, with the shirt up, with the abs out. I think you get that type of Zeke. He's a lot quicker. He's a lot faster. He finishes his runs a lot harder and better condition. So I definitely expect Zeke to have a great year, have a bounce-back year. Now that I'm kind of done with the NFL, you know, have a great year, but not against my birds.
Shade, I'm going to disagree with you. And I know you, having been a running back, have been a Pro Bowl running back, but you're a different type running back than Zeke. And what we've seen over the history of this game, power backs, normally when it goes, they don't regain it. You look at Zeke, over 1,200 carries in his first 4 years. Only one other running back has at least 1,000. That's Todd Gurley, has 1,080. He went from 21 carries per game over his first 4 years to now he's down to 16. Now you throw in the fumbling problem. And the offense has transitioned from Zeke, what they were in his first couple of years. You know what they were. Hand the ball to Zeke, play action off of that. Now they got Dak Prescott and they paid him. They got CeeDee Lamb. They got Amari Cooper. They got Michael Gallup. And the offensive line, the injuries, I just don't see it happening. I'm not saying that he won't have a good, but the 1,600, the 1,500-yard Zeke, I don't believe that guy's coming back because his body is different. His body has taken a lot of those car crashes. The offensive line isn't young anymore, and the offense is transitioned. They are a throwing football team. They are no longer a running football team. Mm.
Go ahead.
Skip me? Well, I disagree. I think also, like, I've been on a team where, you know, you can do more with less. You know, so you talk about when they paid Dak, you know, and CeeDee Lamb and the merch he's coming on this year. I think you can do more with less. So now that you kind of the box is not as crowded, you have more space. You know, I think with the lost weight, he'd be a lot more shiftier. And one thing about, you talked about power backs, right? And you talked about Gurley. I think Zeke and Gurley are a lot different than other power backs. Like, Zeke is powerful, but Zeke is shifty. There's times when I see Zeke in the middle of the hole and make a guy miss, and it's all about leverage. So you talk about pounding and running the ball and pounding the running backs, which I agree with. But I think really why Zeke played, man, he is different. I think he's very explosive. He finishes runs hard, but he's shifty enough to keep playing. You know, I remember watching Marshawn Lynch. We used to always go at it for yards.
Right.
And everybody talked about how physical he was. But they don't see the plays where Marshawn makes guys miss.
Yes.
So he's not getting a direct hit every time. And I can see that. I can see Dak helping that out, putting the ball in the air, you know, and mixing up play action and different things like that. But also, you know, mix it up, man, and not let him get so much pounding with Zeke and Prescott doing a lot more in the air.
I shouldn't say power. I meant collision. He's a collision. He's a heavy contact. Run the collision. Zeke, yes, he can make you miss, but Zeke is not a guy that really runs out of bounds. He runs to contact. And normally guys that run to contact, once they start to lose it, it's been very few times over history they've ever been able to regain that. Mm.
So, LeSean, it's good to have you on the show. Long time no talk. I want to thank you and compliment you on your initial take on Zeke because I want to believe you. Yeah. I'm a lifelong Cowboy fan, and I want to buy what you are selling, that the glass is still half full for a Zeke who just turned 26 years of age.
He's still young.
He is still young in human years, but not in running back years. So I want to ask you, because to my eye last year, Zeke just hit the wall of just the collision wall where he did get out of shape. He did have a double chin, which you can't do and sustain it in this league, as you well know. But at what point, where were you in your career? Did you ever have a day where you woke up and you just said, I'm not the same? I can't take the beating anymore? I don't know. It looked to me like Zeke hit that wall in year five last year. Go ahead.
Well, I will say this. Last year, actually watching Zeke, there's times where I can see that, and I've been there, where the team is losing. You're not playing as well as you should be. You have so much in your mind. Physically, you're not there, and it looked like that. But I feel like now he has it. There's been a time in my career where I had to, okay, around 5-6 years in the league, 7th year. All right, let me get it together. I remember going back to my old trainer from high school, putting all the Rolls Royces away, all the Bentleys, put that in the garage. I went back to my hometown of Harrisburg and grinded it out.
Yep.
The young kids today, they call it getting out the mud. So I think Zeke has realized that. He's dropped the weight. I mean, he's one of the highest paid backs, so he didn't have to do that. Yeah. He feels the pressure. Yeah. And I know, like, from playing, where you could be on top for so long, and then you have a bad year or two, it's like, oh, he's not the same. It's like, hold on, he's only 26. He's only 26, 27 years old. So I think he reminded everybody what an all-pro running back looks like. I think this year we'll get that, help with some of the guys on the offensive line with the quarterback, get some guys outside. And also the defense matters.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's hard to run the ball when the defense is terrible. That's football, you know, to control the game.
Yep. To your point, he hired a
nutritionist. I think he's definitely come back this year and he'll do his thing.
He got a cook. He's changed his diet. You can just see it.
He had a cook.
And he's never had to do that ever. That's the thing. When a player at his status, at elite level, does that, it's telling you something.
Hey, Shady, he had a cook. Popeyes, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, they were cooking for him.
He was the chef. He got a real chef now. He was the chef.
Oh, okay. My bad. But here, let me ask you this, Shady. Over a four-year span, have you ever had a situation where you carried the ball over 1,200 times in a four-year span in your career? I doubt it.
I couldn't give you that. Yeah, I'm not sure about the numbers. But I carried the ball. You know, I played with Andy Reid, so we threw it a lot.
Exactly.
We ran it.
And you were definitely, but you're not a collision runner. You're definitely shifting. No. You're more Barry Sanders-esque. Make people miss, shake people. I'm gonna get out of bounds. Okay, if I need this 31, yeah, I drop my shoulder. But you're not trying to take unnecessary contact to show how tough you are. I think sometimes Zeke got caught up into that and trying to run over one and two and three people.
I mean, I can see that. I mean, but like, it's like yes and no, because he's a running back. And I think he's only 26. When you talk about the wear and tear on you, but yeah, he's only 26. I think he still can play. I mean, last year when he missed 1,000 by, what, about 200 yards or so?
1,000 yards ain't the same, but Shady. If you average 65 yards a game, you get 1,000 yards in football for a running back. You know 1,000 yards is – if you get 1,000 yards for a running back, you haven't done anything. You need to be 12, 15, 13, 14.
You can't say that. You didn't play back this. You can't say that. I don't – you can't just say that. Because as a running back, as a whole, let me finish, as a running back, right? It's not, you need more than just yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more than just you. You need guys to block. It's all type of things that needs to go right. Right? So you can't just say, if you get thousands, you're terrible. You can't just say that.
You're making my point, Shady. Tyron Smith, back-to-back years of injury. Lyle Collins missed all of last year. Zach Martin missed last year. You're making my point why Zeke's not going to get back. You're making my point.
I think with some of them guys back, you know, one thing about football, man, having a chip on your shoulder is big. You can't underestimate that at all. And I think having that with some of the linemen, some of the players, I mean, even the team. If you see, I've been watching like a lot of the interviews the guys talking about. They all have this chip on their shoulder that they want to prove themselves. So I'm watching out for that team, man, from the guys up front to the guys in the backfield, even the defense. I feel like everybody's playing together, man. They got a lot to prove. I expect big things out of that team, especially their offense. And another thing is, people like you are talking about Zeke. They see it. And you notice in the locker room, when guys talk about some of your teammates, you want to go out there and prove it for them. I remember we had Michael Vick, and he would get so much criticized about everything, criticized about this, about that. So we want to go out there and play for them because that's your teammate. That's your brother. So just expect them guys, man, to hear these interviews with different people talking about analysts and et cetera. I think that we expect some big things from that offense.
So, LeSean, I think I heard you just predict that the Cowboys will beat the Eagles twice this year. Is that what you're saying?
I hope not.
Because I think they will. I think they're going to cakewalk to this division. I think the guy across from me is going to have to eat a whole lot of crow and lose a whole lot of bets to me, because I do think the Cowboys will stay healthy enough in the offensive line to give Zeke a bounce back year and put Dak back at the top of the passing ranks. No mercy.